Welcome to Hope is Alive. Yes, hope is alive in our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he said so. Jesus said in Luke, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Did you hear that? The spirits are subject to you, and you've been given all power over them. Now in Matthew 10, he was speaking to his disciples, and he said, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely received, freely give. And then in Mark, he said unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to the whole creation. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. And these signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no wise hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Join us as we celebrate these verses given to us in God's holy word. Tonight we have a live interview with Mr. Everett Cox of Deliverance Ministries in Oklahoma City. We'll hear some more of his story and give you a chance to call in and ask questions concerning deliverance and setting the captives free. If you have a question about the issue of demons or evil spirits, then this is the time to call and ask. Join us because hope is alive in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Good evening and welcome to Hope is Alive. Good evening, Brother Ralph.
Good evening, Brother.
And good evening, Pastor Cox.
Good evening, Brother Richard, Brother Ralph. Blessings again from Oklahoma City.
Amen. Amen. And, well, I know you have some callers calling in, so I will be on standby and let you know when they call in, brothers.
All right. Thank you, sir. And welcome, everybody, to Hope is Alive. Thank you for taking time this Wednesday evening to join us. And what is Hope is Alive? Well, like it says in the intro, it's the captives being set free by the power of the Holy Spirit being performed by a process called deliverance by Christians. Christians like you and me. Christians like Pastor Cox and Richard and all those out there listening. If you're believers in Christ, you can do this process called deliverance because you are commissioned and commanded to do it. If you have any questions regarding deliverance, go to deliveranceusa.com, excellent website. Or if you'd like to read a book, do it the old school way, Pastor Cox written a book called Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus. You can obtain that by calling Richard at the office at 307-742-7582. Let him know you'd like to have that book, and he will certainly get it out to you. Well, Pastor, today when I was listening to InfoWars, I can't remember her name. I was just trying to look it up real quick. But it's that African doctor, that female black doctor, who took a stand against the lies of COVID. And she spoke outside the steps of D.C. with all those other doctors. But she talked for about an hour. And I'll tell you what, that woman understands the spiritual warfare. She understands the demonic spirits. And she talked about deliverance, and she even said if you got the shot, not to worry about it, because there's all power and authority in Jesus, and whatever has been put in you can be cast out in the name of Jesus. And I'll tell you what, I really celebrated hearing that, because a lot of people are living in fear of what the enemy can do to us, and she kept talking over and over that it's a satanic war. But not to worry that we have the big guns, and we win if we apply our authority. And
hallelujah.
I thought to myself, how many thousands heard that and maybe have never heard that before because they went on that venue. And we know that InfoWars has up to 20 million listeners a day sometimes. So it could have been literally millions of people heard that message. And I rejoiced. I gave thanks. And I'll tell you what, she gave a prayer at the end that just wowed me. I mean, just wowed me. If you had the means to look it up, I would look it up. They said they had the full interview on their, I can't remember what their network
is called. What was her name?
Has it. I cannot remember her name. I'll look it up here in a minute when we're done. But it's that African female doctor who's practicing in practicing medicine down in Houston, and she was the one that was really promoting hydroxychloroquine. She's the one that stood on the capitals of the steps, and I mean,
with the frontline doctors.
Yes,
right.
Yes, with the frontline doctors. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. That's right.
And Praise God. Yes, she's been. I've heard her before.
Yep. Yes.
And she obviously is a spirit-filled. Spirit-filled Christian.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, she is. And as I was listening, I was driving, I wasn't going to write it down. I said to myself, well, I'll remember her name.
Yeah.
And here we are, and I don't remember her name because I didn't write it down.
I think it's their name, I think.
Yeah, well, uh-huh. It's not. That's how I heard it. And, okay, but anyway, and after she came on, I had someone come on who was a new gold sponsor, but he started to...
Uh-oh, looks like he went off.
Yeah, I think we lost Ralph. He'll call back in, I'm sure.
Sure. Well, praise God, because it's true. We have power over all the enemy. Luke 10:19, that Jesus gave us power over all the enemy. That would mean even with those that have had the shot, and any discrepancies in that shot, that injection, that praise God.
I do apologize. I'm back.
I was just quoting Luke 10:19, Ralph, that, mm-hmm. that we have power over all the enemy, or any demonic activity, which we can neutralize and speak to directly, and then declare that nothing will harm us. That's what Jesus gave us. So when we declare it, we get it. Hallelujah.
That's right. That's right. But as I was saying before I lost connection, that this gentleman came on. He was supposed to talk about gold and silver, but he got to talking about prayer and fasting. And I know he has to be a spirit-filled Christian because of some of the key words he said, and he also quoted some Derek Prince. So it seemed like the Holy Spirit was moving on that avenue today and teaching people about their authority and how to exercise and live a godly life. So I praise
yes.
God for that.
That's awesome. I'd like to pull it up.
I'll see if I can't find that later and get it out. But, Pastor, enough about that. I want you to give us an update on Monday night.
Well, we had just 12 cases. Had a minister for each, actually, extra ministers. It was a great evening. I ministered to a man from Western Oklahoma, and it went really well. I was not able to get the head demon up, but the basic, that is, working the list, the problem list that they fill out, they circle problems that that apply to them, which we find out often, the more out of balance and tormenting a problem is, the more likely it is there's demons even by that name. And that was his case. He must have yawned a good 36 times. I didn't count them, but it was quite a while of yawning. And I was touching the Bible on him, which we use a lot in our ministry. Of course, we know that the evil spirits do not want to hear the word, but I learned many decades ago from a pastor in Arkansas that these evil spirits don't even like the physical word. So it's like a sword to them, and so I was touching with the Bible quite a bit as well. Oh, and also I gave him a small Bible with instructions if he felt something going on in his body to touch. So he was touching as well. And then I was using my Bible. We were ganging up on those demons. And he yawned them out. So it was just a very routine, basic deliverance. But he felt great, looked great. He had a back problem healed. by the way, he's a chiropractor. So his back got healed. With Jesus, as we know, is a master chiropractor. And
yes.
We've seen people of all walks of life, of course, get healed by our Lord Jesus. That is, with the people like us, just normal Christians, speaking in his name, casting out these spirits, and declaring healing.
I just praise the Lord. You know, that chiropractor, I bet he'll start using that a little bit more in his office, about when he's laying on the hands and adjusting. I bet he starts using, in Jesus' name, adjust. Maybe not out loud, but maybe as a whisper. What do you think?
Yes. I wouldn't be surprised. He had a short arm, and it came out. His legs were okay. I checked his shoes, you know, looking at his heels.
Mm-hmm.
But he had a short arm, and they'd adjusted out. So it was just a good routine. He already had the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And looked great in the mirror. I had him go look. And praise God. Just another.
Praise God.
He's like one of millions out there. Of course,
yes.
Most of those millions never get this kind of ministry called deliverance.
Well, that's why we're on here, to get the word out. And I'm just thinking to myself, I wonder if that chiropractor, that doctor, he said to himself, well, I spent all those years and all that money going to school, and here it is at the whole time at my command.
Praise God.
Praise yeah. God. So, and if you have any questions regarding what we're talking about, maybe this is the first time you've tuned in. Maybe you're like, what are these people talking about? They lay hands on it, legs, short legs come out, short arms, they adjust. Well, that's just using your authority to cause a out-of-alignment body to move around. And you can go to deliveranceusa.com or getting the book, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus, written by Pastor Cox. Either one of those, I believe they're both talked about in there. And I've seen it happen. I've actually performed this command myself. I've never seen anything more than just personally done by my hand, but I've seen several inches done by somebody else. But I've seen where it sit there and commanded a leg to adjust, hips to adjust, and there it was, about a half inch difference, and the leg started coming back in. And I remember when I was doing it, I was sitting there laughing, looking up at the guy, the men that were with me, and I just literally said, I still can't believe this every time I see it.
I know. It's a great sign and wonder. Great sign and wonder. Well, I might mention we have 15 on the list already for next Monday. Something
yes.
kind of different. There's a private jet flying in from Texas with 15 people on board. A Gulfstream, in fact, which is a high-level private jet. And so we're getting all set for them. They're renting a bus to bring them from the airport, and then they're going to fly back. So that sounds like an exciting evening
yes.
coming up.
Yes. Well, I look forward to seeing that. I'll be there this Monday. Pastor
yeah.
knows that, but I'm traveling out there with some other men. We're going to get together and pray and go up there. So we'll be there to help out if need be. A little deliverance practice under our belt if we need so, that's 15 right off the bat. But we don't know how many people the Lord's going to bring. But I bet He coordinates it where it's just the right amount of people and ministers for each person. What do you think? The Holy Spirit seems to do a good job of doing
that's
that.
That's what we usually see. It's most amazing. Yeah. So
yep, the Holy Spirit can definitely.
We have a lot of ministers already lined up to be sure that we have as many as we need, and then there'll probably be some walk-ins as well. We've been kind of, people that call in, or we've been moving them into to another Monday so that, you know, we don't have that too many.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Well, Ralph, we have
not having a strong signal. It's okay. I just have to say, I bet we have a call. I'm not
yeah.
getting any texts, and I have a really weak signal. So.
I thought I wouldn't text you.
Caller, thank you for joining us. All right.
Jared?
Hello. Yes, sir.
Hello, Jared. Yeah.
Hi, Jared. It's Ralph that's on here with me, and Richard that's answered your call. Thanks so much for calling in, and can you hear us okay?
Yes, I can.
Great. Well, Jared, why don't you go ahead and give some history on yourself and when you were born again and what was going on in your life, how you learned about deliverance, what your deliverance was like, changes you've seen, and anything you'd like to share on that. So go right ahead.
Absolutely. My name is Jared Langston. I am 25 years of age. I got born. I grew up in church, so I can't necessarily say when I accepted Jesus in my life because I've known this my entire life. But to actually follow this for myself, it was probably in 2010 or 2011, whenever I moved from McAlester, Oklahoma, to Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And then I got born again, and the Holy Spirit changed my life through there. How I heard of deliverance ministry was there is this man who goes to Crossroads Church in Oklahoma City. His name is Jerry Nealis, and I learned about deliverance ministry through him because he was actually one of the members, the team members, on working there. So he introduced me to it, and at this point, I was learning a lot about the supernatural. I was learning a lot about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, and the spirit realm. It was one of the biggest things I was learning is the prophetic and everything. So whenever I found someone who also was involved in that kind of stuff, it really triggered my attention. And Jerry Nealis he's a lot older than me. He has a lot more experience. And he's passed the torch of wisdom down to my generation, which is one of the reasons why the Father has had me around him a lot. But I learned about deliverance ministry through going to one of the deliverance ministries for myself. It was probably 2012 or so whenever I went to my first deliverance ministry for myself. And I strongly remember whenever I went through the process, I remember one of the times whoever was there, they were working with me, they commanded something to leave. And all I heard from the corner of my right ear is a loud screeching sound as if something was being drug away. Later on, I knew that a demon was literally being drug away from me, which that experience completely changed my life on being able to hear anything in the supernatural. And wow. Then upon that, I also had some problems with my shins because I grew up skateboarding. So I had a lot of instances where I hit myself and messed my legs up. And that night, my legs were completely healed. There, I had no problem in my legs.
Hallelujah.
And then they went through the process of showing me if I had a shorter leg or a shorter arm, and I did, and they grew out, and it completely blew my mind. And that was the first time I ever went to deliverance ministry, and I wanted to go back the second time. And the second time I went back, I actually went back to learn how to do it, so I went for training that time. It was in probably 2012. And since then, I've actually been connected. I haven't been able to go that much, but I've been connected throughout the years all the way till now. And then a couple of weeks ago, I went a couple of times, and we physically seen this kid get delivered from some major stuff. But nothing's impossible. It's that simple. Nothing's impossible with the Father.
Yes. And Jerry worked with you, did he, this last time?
Yes, I actually sat in with him, and I watched him.
I watched
him pray with him.
In the training. So praise God. Well, that's so awesome, Jared. And I think how many young people your age could use this kind of ministry.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I absolutely do believe not just my generation, but not just millennials, but I believe anyone who is of age, who is living in the 21st century, needs to know about this kind of stuff, because the Bible specifically says when Jesus told us to do stuff after he ascended, he said, you need to go cast out demons. One of the things he said to do, get people delivered, set them free. And I strongly believe that's what he's calling the church to step into, a whole lot more than what they've ever been used to. And we're starting to see it a lot more than we ever have before.
Yes. Yes, you got it. And that's exactly our commission by Jesus himself, to do these things in his name. And very few Christians actually know that scripture. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm. It is.
And most,
it is absolutely
most Christians
amazing.
Don't know the commission. It seems like they just skip over those passages. And I love John 14:12, where Jesus told us to do the same works that he did. We do it in his name. The believers are to do the same works that he did in his name. And that, I have to pinch myself on that one ever so often, Jared, because, well, who, us? Let us do these things? But that's exactly what he meant. And every Christian can do it, as it turns out. It's normal Christianity. It's not a special gift thing at all. I can teach any Christian to do this type of ministry as the rest of our teams can. And it's just normal Christianity. Well, it sounds like you're having a lot of fun at it, Jared.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing I did want to mention is, since I had that experience in 2012, I've had a couple of different things that has never left my life. For instance, just one simple thing. Anytime that I drive down the street, or I'm walking down the street, or I'm sitting down somewhere and I look at someone's face, this is every single time. I look at someone and I see like a slideshow projection of different demonic spirits that's on a person's face, as if they're like masks.
Oh, wow.
That's being taken off and showing themselves in a slideshow. And it just continues to go through, and it repeats itself. And that's almost every
wow.
single time I look at someone's face. If I don't ever see that, I physically see a bright, shining light behind their head, and I see the glory of God shining on them. So I can distinctively
Praise
tell
God.
Who is following Jesus and who is not. And I never asked for that. I never asked to have eyes to see or ears to hear in this case. But being able to see these things, I've actually seen some incredible people delivered, and some I wouldn't call it disturbing,
wow.
because this is kind of the normal for me now, because I'm seeing things in the supernatural. But for those who doesn't understand any of this, it would be considered crazy to them. So, of course, I'm careful who I explain this to whenever I do see certain things. And I don't just say it out loud, because I understand I have authority. And I don't have to say a thing. I can just walk around and those things can leave, because I spent time with Jesus.
Yes, those are great gifts. I don't have anything like that myself, but I know people do, and some of other ministers have, and so that is a wonderful gift to use in this kind of ministry. So if you went into Walmart, you could walk down the aisle and kind of look at each person and tell. Is that right?
Yeah, that's about right. Best way to put it, too. And it's the Father is so funny. I can be minding my own business, and then he shows me something, and I instantly know I need to go and pray for that person. Or this person is going through this very specific heavy thing, and they need encouragement. So he tells me to go and do that. And it's very rewarding when I say yes to him. And people actually get set free. And it's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. That is so wonderful, Jared, to have that kind of gift. That is amazing. So you can tell who's born again and who isn't right off. Is that right?
Yeah. Just by looking at their physical appearance, that's what he's kind of disciplined me a little more, and he's still teaching me how to do it even more. Just by looking at them, I can see if there's a dark, shadowish, like, in substance around them, or if it's clear and bright. And if it is, then I know what direction that they're in, and I kind of have an idea of how I can approach them.
Wow, what a wonderful gift to have in ministry. Praise God. That is so cool. I've heard of others that have that gift where they could tell people if they were born again and even about those that are demonized and all. And, well, but you're going to be a fantastic deliverance minister, Jared.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you no telling what you'll do in your lifetime in ministering to the, as Jesus said, for us to minister to the brokenhearted and set at liberty those who are bruised and preach deliverance to the captives and the sight of, or healing to the sight of those with blind and an acceptable year of the Lord. And you're going to be doing all those things. And as young as you are, think what an impact you can have.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is so amazing. Well, I know Jerry's really proud of you. He told me a little bit about you. He's coming on at 35 after the hour. Did you know that? He's the next testimony.
Yep. I wasn't told anything, but glory to God.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
I know.
Well,
he'll probably share. I'll share this really quickly, and then I'll let you move forward. But Jerry, he'll probably share a part of this testimony, and I'm not going to go into detail because confidentiality. But the young man that we actually went through the process with, he got delivered of at least six demons, at least one head demon, and then there were six that followed. And they all came up, but that wasn't the coolest part. And I had a couple of visions. I was seeing things, and the father told me to pray for command healing into his back because I seen a little bump in his back. I didn't necessarily know what was going on with this kid's back, but we commanded healing into his back. Instantly, it straightened up.
Hallelujah.
And then he had a arm shorter than the other, and then a leg shorter than the other. We didn't even command healing into the leg, and it grew out. But the arm, we did command healing into the backbones, and the arms, it grew out. And of course, it was our faith. It did grow, but so did his. His faith also grew, and that was the reward for seeing what happened in his life, because he got set free, but his faith grew in the process. And that's what encouraged me in that process, not necessarily seeing the healing, because I know that's the sign, but seeing his faith grow and seeing him believe, that's what got me that night.
Yes. That is so awesome. Jared, well, hold on to your hat. I can see the future is going to be really something for you, Jared, and all the people you'll minister to through the years. We still have a little time left. Can you think of any other people you've ministered to that was pretty cool?
Yes, actually. That same night, about 10 minutes later, it was last Monday, not this Monday, but the one before, there was this lady who had some crutches and then a knee brace and then an ACE bandage under that. She had surgery on her knee that week, a couple of days prior to going to deliverance. And I just wanted to ask what was going on, because I see crutches, and I instantly know Jesus wants to heal her. So I didn't fully understand the situation, so I went and talked to her and her husband. And they told me that she had surgery on one knee over whatever was going on. But then they told me that her other knee was also, her ACL and her left knee was torn or something, and the doctors said they may have to go and do a surgery on it. Well, in my spirit, I heard a loud, "That's not going to happen." So I touched her legs, her knees, gently where the Holy Spirit said to do it. And the first time I touched him, she didn't feel nothing, but I heard in my spirit that she's going to take this brace off of her leg, and there's only going to be two scars on the top and the bottom of where they cut it, and those two scars are going to show that God is good and he is the healer. So then I got up, and he reminded me of when Jesus was commanded healing over this one guy, and the guy didn't get his full healing, so Jesus had to go back a second time. And the second time, he received his healing. So when that happened, he reminded me of it. So I instantly knew I needed to pray for the other knee now, not the one with the brace. I needed to pray for the other knee, command healing into it. So I touched her knee, and she said afterwards it was in a specific spot, and I didn't know it. And I touched it in that specific spot without knowing, and as soon as I touched it, commanded healing into it, instantly he took me to like a microscopic view of her ACL, her muscles in the ACL. He showed me that he pinched her her muscles back together and was gluing them when I was commanding healing into it. So he physically healed her knee that night. And I believe that the report is she will not have to have surgery on it.
Praise God. Ooh, hallelujah. Boy, that's high adventure, Jared. Man, that is so cool. Well, are you seeing people your age, very many, rising to the Lord these days?
Not as many as I know is that's gonna start coming out of the shadows, but in the church that I go to, a majority of the people that go there are about my age and just a little above my age, so like in their 30s, maybe early 40s. So not as many people right now that I know of, but I know there's people of my age that's actually starting to pick up the supernatural in different parts of the body of Christ that I've been paying attention to. But personally, I don't know that many people that's stepping into this.
Yeah, wow. And how old are you?
I'm 25.
Yeah, we've got another team leader, Nathan Feroli. He's 22, I think, so... it'd be wonderful to have a number of young team leaders to work with the young people when they come, as we do get some young people right along. It's nice to match their ages, you know. Oh, that's so cool. Well, as we wind up here, do you what would you say to the listeners before we close out with you?
Absolutely. What I would say for anyone who's listening, number one thing is if the Father tells you to do something, do not hesitate to do it. If he tells you to go to a ministry that you have no idea what it's about, but yet you know he's called you to go, he told you to go, do what he says. If he tells you to go to the grocery store and you have no idea why, but yet you go and someone gets delivered at the grocery store in the produce aisle, go and do it. I've seen it happen before, and it works. And
praise God. Well, that's so cool, Jared. That is a fantastic testimony you just gave, and has to encourage the listeners out there. Well, I'll see you on a Monday night then. God bless you, Jared. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Jared.
Absolutely. You guys have a blessed night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. What a wonderful gift he's been given by the Holy Spirit to discern and see those things. I mean, that'll help him in so many ways, because he'll be able to see and see what's on him, and then be able to come up and walk up to him and say, well, the Lord has told me, the Lord has shown me that you have this afflicting you. And that witness alone and that testimony will help the person receive what he has to say to him. So... And, Richard, just let me know when Jerry is on. I'm not getting any text through tonight, so.
Sure, but, Ralph. Jerry, I can bring Jerry on now. Jerry, thanks for calling.
Hey, Jerry.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Glad you could join us.
Yeah, Ralph is there.
Absolutely.
With it, maybe. Yeah.
What's what?
Thanks, Jerry, for calling in. We just had a great testimony from Jared, who you've been working with. It. He's got some wonderful
yes.
spiritual gifts. Well, Jerry, why don't you go ahead and give some history on yourself and when you were born again and what was going on in your life and how you learned about deliverance, what your deliverance was like, and then how you started going through the training, became a team leader, and then tell about some of the exciting cases that you've had.
Okay. Well, first of all, I was kind of born into this. My mother's a preacher's kid, so I was exposed to some of this very early in life. And so after I kind of grew up, well, I'd had some experiences as a child even. Had out-of-body experience at about 8.5 years old. And things that I really couldn't tell my parents about. I didn't think they would understand, so I kind of kept some of my spiritual things quiet for a while. But after I began to grow up and get out on my own, kind of got into Pentecost. And so when I first started coming to deliverance, I was actually invited by my cousin, and I think that was in the building on downtown on Robinson. And so I went through some deliverance. The deliverance wasn't really such a big, great deal. I was pretty well prayed up, but I had the realization that there was more out there for me through ministry and people ministering to me. So I began to figure out shortly that I was supposed to do something with my Christian experience. So I actually began to practice, and the more I practiced, the more I learned. And so even in the old building, after I went through some deliverance, I began to see things happening that I had not thought I would even see. So that was the first of my experience in doing deliverance. And I knew about it when I was younger, probably in my 20s, but I just never practiced it. I didn't know I could do it. So this opened up a door for me to not only express myself, but to help others as a result of that. So it was actually a pretty great experience. And so my grandmother was one of those people that had family altar every night. And for those of you that didn't have that privilege, you really did miss something, because you could walk into my grandmother's prayer room and the hair would stand up on your head and arms because of the anointing. And so that's the wow. legacy I was born into when I first came in to deliverance and just began to start showing up. And sometimes you even have to go outside your own churches to find out how to minister, as probably some of us did. But we're not condemning churches. We're just saying sometimes that you really have to seek the Lord where you can find Him, and then begin to ask questions and have a hunger for God. So as I was doing all of this, I came to the realization that healing and deliverance wasn't about me anyway. It's about the Lord working in and through me for His glory and for His purpose. And so I finally began to work in some of the gifts. And so the gifts really help in ministry. And the primary part of the gifts are probably to minister to others more than just yourself. So these work in ministry. very well. And so I'll give you some case scenarios. I have three or four I can use. I'll see how many I have before I run out of time. But I just want to mention one. And we're having people come in with a lot of problems. And the big thing is that they need to be willing to get rid of the problems. And so when they do, it makes ministry really easy. So we had one person come in, and I can't give out names, of course, but he came in hearing demons, hearing voices, seeing demons, he was a boy that, or a young man that had been abused as a kid and ended up even abusing others, had sexual partners, was into drugs, alcohol, porn, and other things. And even he and his wife were both unfaithful to each other. This is just kind of a case scenario that we've seen in the last three or four cases. And as we began to minister, we found out that people are really wanting to be free. And so it makes it really easy for us. So,
yes.
And this young man began having sex with other, with girls at 14 years old. So this is kind of the world that we live in, and the people coming in wanting to be free. So when deliverance actually started, a head demon came up, and he went completely out, didn't know anything else till the deliverance was over. And course, as usual, he was filled with the Holy Spirit at the end of the ministry. But this is kind of a typical thing we've been seeing lately, but we have all authority. So the demons are not even a problem. It's just wanting them to release all the stuff that's in their heart. And so this is the big issue with all cases. And so if they're hungry to be set free, then that's exactly what they get. And so it was really interesting to seeing him be completely set free from all the things that were in his heart. And so it was a very interesting case. So let me go to another case scenario. And it's probably even more radical than this one. And this is another case. We'll just call it case two. And this was a case also where the man was hearing voices, seeing demons, and he even had things rattling in his kitchen where the demons are actually messing with the things in his kitchen. And so this is, again, kind of a typical case. And so, actually, demons were also making him astral travel almost every night, so he wasn't getting enough sleep. Again, this is a case where the man was doing porn, into lust, and into drugs. And so, these things open a door for the enemy to come in. And so his mother had left him at 2 years old. He had never seen his biological father, didn't even know what he looked like, so there was abandonment. He was born out of wedlock, so he had a curse over him. And again, he had both been abused and was abusing others. He also had Indian blood, which had brought up a curse, and we have to deal with all these things. So there was witchcraft within his family bloodline. And what was actually kind of funny was that as he was giving away all this things in his life that he didn't want, the demons started screaming because they knew they were losing their home. It was rather amazing. And really exciting things happen when you get into ministry. And he had felt desolate and really out of place. And the head demon that came up was Azrael. And this is what this is a goat demon, and that was sent into a desolate place, which is where Gabe was, where the man was at the time. So there were other things going on also, which this was also a demon of lust, and so he was having that problem also. But so there's other things going on here, so we'll try to give you a little bit better list. Okay, so we have
another case.
Other things here, and so we'll just give you a short list. And he was seeing spots in his eyes, kind of like floaters or spots. He had a bulging disc at the top of his spine. This man had scoliosis. He had pain in his neck and stiffness in the neck and shoulders. He had back pain. Coming in at the same time. And when we had brought up the head demon, they confessed that they had caused the spots in his eyes. And we've had two or three cases like this where the demons had caused the sickness. So we made them take it back off, and he began to see clearly immediately. And so in this case, as we laid hands on the man, the bulge at the top of his back, at the top of the spine, completely disintegrated. All of his pain left and just totally disappeared. And so we see creative miracles quite often. And the spine straightened, all the stiffness left, and he also had lower back pain, which when I laid hands on it, it completely left, all the pain. So this is some of the things we see in almost every case scenario where people come in with a lot of things in their life. So instead of doing the problemness, as we often do, that's when we brought up the head demon. And so as with some cases, he also yawned, coughed, burped, and even threw up some of the demons. And part of the time he went out and didn't know what was going on. Also the demons, which we see occasionally, made him roll his eyes up where you could only see the whites of his eyes. But when we sent the demons out, they completely left, totally. And so he was completely free of all the torments that it came in with. So that was a very interesting case. And we'll get into one or two more. And this man's name, well, I can't give his name out. Okay. So with this man, we had begin ministry with him. And he'd been in a church where he just really wasn't getting what he wanted. And so he called us to come out and minister to him. And again, forgiveness is really a big thing. And with all cases, we ask them to forgive. the person and themselves, so they can be free and free of others. And so when we went to this young man's house, and this is a 24-year-old college student, and he came in with lust, porn, stubbornness, anger, self-anger, condemnation, fear, anxiety, stress, and I think rebellion also. So he came in with a bunch of stuff. And so as he began to release those things, the Lord Jesus just took them. And a case scenario of this is I was ministering to an 11-year-old boy who had ADHD, and which practically got rid of everything in one night, including his severe food allergies. Also, they also left, but as he was giving all of these things like the anger, stress, and things like this away, he actually saw Jesus come and take it out of his hand. So you never know what to expect when these people you're doing ministry to begin to give things away. So it can be tremendous. So it's actually pretty awesome. And so with him, he had had stuttering for about 3 or 4 years, and it came in through a spirit of fear. And so as we were actually casting the demons out, or getting ready to, we asked them questions, and they said that they had caused the stuttering. And so when finally we cast the demons out, the stuttering left, and he spoke clearly. And he also had pain in both of his knees, just probably from over-exercising at the gym. And we laid hands on those, and his pain left immediately. So these are really exciting cases. And they're just so exciting when you see them get their freedom. And he also had some trauma with his parents and fighting with some of the family and this kind of thing. This is what we really wanted him to give away so we could close the door on the demons. Because these are open doors that can let demonic stuff in. So we had him give all of that away. And then we could completely get the other things done, too. So I wanted to give one more scenario very quickly. And this was a young man that that came in. Had similar problems as the others. And he had been listening to, like, death metal music. He was into drugs. He had some PTSD. Had been into alcohol. There was a spirit of suicide. And so he had a lot to give away. And so his parents divorced at 15 and a half years old. And he'd had sex before marriage, too. And started to have problems with lust at about 12 years old. So he had abandonment, rejection, conflict, shame, guilt, abandonment, and just a number of things going on. And so he actually did cooperate and gave it all away. And even the PTSD left. But the death metal music and some of the drugs had opened the door for the demons to come in. And so this time the demon manifested by putting pain in his shoulder. And so we had to command him to take it back off so we could finish ministry. And so this is one of the severe cases where the demons, and they were coming out, actually threw him on the floor. But in spite of all of this, all demons left. And so the guy gets completely free. And filled with the Holy Spirit, and all of the things in his life that have been going on have left. So it was very exciting just to see him be completely free. And y'all can keep me on time if you like.
Well, you'd have to say he got the Jesus overhaul, didn't he?
Yes, he definitely got an overhaul. I forgot to turn my timer on.
Well, you know, you
do you have any questions?
Healing. You have quite a healing gift, Jerry. And in fact, you had another healing take place. You prayed for my fingers where I was having a problem, and praise God, they're healed.
Yes. So, well, about 4 or 5 days ago, I had a little bit of a back problem for about a day or so. Not much more than that. When I prayed over it, finally, it completely left, like, instantly. It was so awesome. So we are seeing things like that. And we had a lady come in.
We're out of time. Yes.
Okay.
That was great. Those were great testimonies. Thank you, brother, for sharing so much.
Okay.
Yeah, it was wonderful. God bless
you. Yes, Gary, thank you.
For my healing.
Have a good night.
Okay. See you Monday night.
Good night.
God bless.
Well, we had teacher and pupil come on and tell it how it is. Someone's been
That shows what's going on.
I know. One's been setting the captives free for many years, and I see the other one doing it for many more years as well. And if you want to know how to set the captives free, and maybe you're not sure how, or maybe you need to be set free, deliveranceusa.com, or the book written by Pastor Cox, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus. You can obtain that by calling Rich at the office, 307-742-7582. I know you need that book, and he'll get it out to you. I think we ask a $20 offering. Well, Pastor, I'll see you Friday morning, and we'll see everybody next Wednesday. Thank you for joining us this evening. God bless, and have a good evening.
God bless everyone.
Luke chapter 10, verse 19.
I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions.